celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. After our Lord's dramatic death, burial, and resurrection, he promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's power from heaven. Dr. Rod Parsley's 50 years of ministry integrity makes him uniquely qualified to equip you to receive this powerful infilling. Dispel every myth and receive the truth with today's free gift. The Fire Within is an easy-to-read, accurate guide to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Call or visit rodparsley.com for your free download.
Hey there, I'm Rod Parsley. What a joy to welcome you to your breakthrough in our daily ministry together. Listen, I have become pretty concerned with a shallow, spiritual, flatland experience that most, many modern believers have a tendency to reside in. That's not you today. That attitude is not the attitude of King Jesus, that's for sure. He's always moving. God's not like us, you know. He moves from night to day. We say day and night, but God says night to day, always increasing. He desires that same attitude for every one of us. God's looking to and fro, your Bible says, throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfected toward him, those that desire increase in their connection to him. I think we miss this. There's a progression after we receive the initial infilling of the Holy Spirit. Of course, we celebrate that at Pentecost. I believe there has to be an outlet for the energy that we've been infused with. And I'll get to that now. I want you to stir your spirit up a little bit. Get ready to receive. We're about to begin today's message from the legendary Sumrall Tabernacle World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio. And here we go. Our God is a consuming fire. He is a fire from his loins up. He is a fire from his loins down. There are two properties of fire. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are baptized, according to John and Jesus, by full immersion into the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you are baptized into God's presence. If you got the same shout today, a memorized shout, a taught tongue, a learned dance, you're losing out. The devil wins all standoffs. You're either progressing or regressing, and regression is the first step of seven on your route to losing out with God. The next one is repression. Some of you've got that right now. That's what religion does. It represses you. It suppresses you. When you first got saved, you felt like a calf loosed out in the field, and you wanted to run everywhere there was. But then you got in church, and you learned that this was all you're supposed to do. That's not what the book said. And the book is right, and they're wrong. The book said, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Silence is the language of bondage. Shouting is the language of freedom. Dancing is the language of liberty. Running is the language of freedom. Come on now. So let's look at it. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Two properties of fire. Number one, obliteration. Fire will cause things that were to be as though they never existed. That's what he was talking about when he said he'll burn the chaff out of you. Do you know there are things that the Holy Spirit is supposed to take out of you that never come back again? There will never be a revival in the church, the world, or your heart without the Holy Spirit. You trace any movement of God throughout history, beginning in Acts chapter 1 and 2, and you will find there was never a movement of God without a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit breathing on dead bones. So my question to you is simply, can these bones live again? Shout, God, do it all again. All right, here we go now. Grab a Bible. Grab a Bible. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, shout if you do, keep my commandments. These words are in red. I, Jesus, will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you when you're in church or at the revival meeting. That he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. Right there beside your the word truth in your Bible, write the word not concealing. Truth is a revelation. Truth is always a revelation. Therefore, what he's saying to you is, I'm going to give you a spirit of not concealing. Look at Acts 19. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the upper regions and came to Ephesus. And look what happened. He found some disciples. Look at me. We're in Acts 19 now, honey. These men, if they're disciples, have been born again. They have been baptized in water. Look at me, don't read ahead. These men have performed mighty, indisputable acts of authority. They've cast out devils, raised the dead, healed the blind, caused the lame to walk again. These men are the disciples of Jesus Christ, now ascended back to heaven. This is well after the day of Pentecost, and these disciples here are now found in Ephesus by the Apostle Paul. These are good men. These are saved men. These are men on fire for God. These are men that have come into the gospel. These are men that are covered in the grace of God. These are men whose sins have been forgiven. These are men who have forsaken the idolatry of religion at the risk of their own lives. And yet Paul finds them at Ephesus, calls them disciples, and asks them the same question I asked you today. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? You know, I spent 2 years recently surveying the spiritual landscape of America and the church world for my brand new full-length book published by Charisma House, Idolatry in America. It weighs heavily on my heart that there are so many in the stagnant pool of routine religion. How boring. The modern Christian church is far different for sure than the one many of us, especially maybe me, was raised in. The wind, the fire, the vibrancy and vitality of Pentecost has been replaced with showmanship, click tracks, and entertainment. This month, as you and I joyfully celebrate the great Feast of Pentecost, I need every friend, I need every partner to respond with your very best Pentecost. That's one of three commanded offerings a year in God's word. Your Pentecost seed. Here's why time is so short. Look, we must take the true, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ and the power, the manifestation, the demonstration, the anointing of the Holy Ghost to this lost and dying, destitute world. So I'm asking you, I'm looking right there where you are today. I need you. I need you to join me as a defender of Pentecost. Is that you? A person who will preserve Pentecost, protect Pentecost, believes in the power of Pentecost to stand with me. Listen, for everybody who will sow a Pentecost seed today, listen carefully, of $1,000 or more, and I pray that many of you who will, I need you. I want to add your name forever on a beautiful Pentecost pillar displayed for the world to see at our Pentecost Globe Memorial. I placed it right in the epicenter of Breakthrough's worldwide ministry headquarters. We will never hide, back away from, shy away from the power of Pentecost. And if you believe in that, I need you to call now. Let me know you'd like your name inscribed in memorial forever. Now, you can also simply click on rodparsley.com. Every gift, large or small, is so very, very vital right now. It accelerates my mission to the world. And I understand your commanded Pentecost offering may not be $1,000. I trust many will respond with a Pentecost gift of $50, one day for every day between Passover and Pentecost, and to celebrate my 50th year carrying the message of Pentecost around the world. Listen, for your $100 Pentecost seed, I will engrave forever your name on a foundational brick at the Pentecost Globe Memorial. That's right, your name will be there and the foundation forever for your $100 seed. Pentecost Sunday, it's May 19th, so there's not a lot of time to respond. So indicate your prayer request so Joni and I, of course, hold them in our hands and believe with you for your Pentecost miracle.
The fire and power of Pentecost will rise within you with these magnificent ministry gifts. As you sow a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, you will build your faith and those you influence each day with Pentecost's most celebrated quotes. 50 quotes for 50 years of ministry from Dr. Rod Parsley will thrill and equip you. For a gift of $100 or more, we'll add 6 great messages, each one designed to elevate and accelerate your anointing. You must learn about announcing, acquiring, and accepting your anointing and the rare Sabbath anointing. As a lasting testament to your stand for Pentecost, we'll add a brick with your name to the Pentecost Globe Memorial. There's never been a time when your agreement with Dr. Parsley is needed to preserve and protect the power of Pentecost. For those special friends who will sow a commanded offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be beautifully inscribed at the base of our Pentecost Globe Memorial. Located at the center of Breakthrough's world headquarters, your name will be a permanent memorial to your faith. With every gift in obedience to God's command to not appear empty-handed at Pentecost, we'll also include 2 vials of Pentecost anointing oil. Don't miss receiving these dynamic ministry resources infused with Pentecostal power. Call with your offering 24 hours a day. Click on rodparsley.com or write today. Don't delay. We'll celebrate Pentecost this Sunday.
Now, look up here at me. Some of you have been born again 50 years. Some of you have been born again 5 days. Some of you have been born again 5 months. Some of you have been born again 7 weeks. The fact of the matter is you're born again. And I promise you, since that time, well, maybe not you that have been born again 50 years, but the rest of us, since the time we got born again, had an insatiable hunger and thirst for the things of God. If you do not have that, you prayed a prayer, but you were not converted. The problem with the modern church is we have decisions without conversions. My Bible teaches me, if a man be in Christ, old things pass away and everything becomes new. New to that man. Woo! That's happy ground. How to make a Baptist boy like me just go, oh, thank you. Amen. I said amen. But we have known from the first moment he washed our sins away, there is more. I got to see if I need to get a soul winning sermon or a baptism in the Holy Spirit sermon. Because I just said, from the moment were born again, you have had an incessant understanding, drive, and desire that there's more than what you've had. Well, I have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, Pastor Rod, with the evidence, lots of denominations. Well, speaking with other tongues is the initial evidence of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Not so. Not so. Change it. Let me give you a different word. It is the inevitable. The inevitable manifestation, one of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Because if you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, I can tell you this, there will come a time when you are so in love with Jesus that your English, Spanish, whatever language you were trained in will no longer be adequate
where you're so caught up in the glory and the presence of God that what you want to say to him is indescribable in your native tongue. You may be as I was in the woods somewhere, or you may be in an altar, you may be in a prayer meeting, or you may be driving down your road in your automobile, but suddenly all of a sudden something will begin to come up out of you, and before you recognize what has happened, that Holy Spirit in you will begin to declare the mighty works of God in a way that that articulate speech could never do. John 14. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all things that I have told you. Read it. Look at it. Tremble at it. Do you know what it says? It says you have no need that any preacher tell you. If you have the Holy Spirit, your Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? When you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, here's what's about to happen. Hell, the stranglehold of this world on your life, sickness, disease, pain, malady, malfunction, infirmity, all the works of hell. God is about by his Spirit to open the door of your body and your mind and say, this is my house now. Sin, I'm giving you your evacuation notice. I'm giving you your eviction notice. I live here now. Self. And he'll take that word, and he'll search through every nook and every cranny. He'll get in your thought life. He'll get in your money. He'll get in your motives. He will search through every high and low place in you. And the good news is he will never stop. He's moving in your thought life. He's moving in your heart. He's moving in your motivations. And he's telling every single little thing that he finds. He'll put a word on it. And he'll say, this is my house. Get out! Don't you dare carve off your little experience and say that's all there is. We ought to be diving into altars crying, God, show me more. I'll tell you what'll happen. Well, let me finish at least this part. We have not heard there was even sitch. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, into John's baptism, the baptism of repentance. Watch now. They said into John's baptism, Paul said, Well, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people that they should believe in the one coming after, that is in Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, they had already believed. Now they're going to follow in water baptism. And then that was the end of it. That's it. When Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied, not in Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 19. Repentance, salvation, water baptism as quickly as you can possibly get it.
Sure want to thank you for your response. Now, as always, if you get a busy signal, come on now, call back. We're here for you 24 hours a day. And so many people have so many needs, and so many folks are responding and sowing God's commanded seed Pentecost offering. And I believe that releases God to give you an accelerated harvest of all seven blessings of Pentecost. Well, that sure happened for Janice. She wrote to tell me she had back surgery, and that kept her from going back to work. As a result, she lost her job. Am I talking to anybody? Janice searched for 3 years. Then she decided to obey God's command and sowed a Pentecost seed. Now remember, she'd been working on this new job for 3 years. 3 days after she sowed that Pentecost seed, she was offered an amazing new job. I'm sure happy for Janice, but sometimes we get a little weary with shouting about everybody else's miracle. Today's your day. Sow your Pentecost seed. Do it today. Follow this great example of Janice's, and I know you'll be blessed. The number right there on your screen, or just click on rodparsley.com. There is an accelerated blessing waiting just on the other side of your act of obedience in sowing your Pentecost offering. Got to do it before May 19th, you know, that's Pentecost Sunday. So don't miss this short window that contains timeless blessing in this year of an open door, and watch God swing a door wide open just for you. See you next time right here on Your Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.